and he was jacking off on the other guy's car.
Go to the police.
My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is 3-8 Combo Podcast, the world's most cool podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy and Tyler. What's up, guys?
Hi. First, we've got to talk about the biggest news this weekend.
What?
JB was in town.
Oh, yeah, I heard Justin Bieber was in town.
I also heard that the
that fucking
everyone bum-rushed Westroads where he was last year and the Omaha police had to be called.
That fucking cunt
yes.
calls Westroads Mall the Omaha Mall. Makes it seem like we have one. We have more than one mall.
Yeah.
Well,
we have like shopping
we
malls.
We have two, really. I mean,
we have four. We've got Shadow Lake,
Village Point, yeah.
Shadow Lake,
yeah.
Village Point, Oakview, Westroads. Crossroads still kind of exists.
Shadow Lake's new to me. I haven't been there yet.
Shadow Lake's nice.
Crossroads is like half a mall.
Crossroads isn't half a mall. It's like half a food court.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about Crossroads.
Ooh. Yeah.
Dude, that place is scary when
it's
you go in there.
It's a ghost town.
It's like the anime shop and then Barnes & Noble. Wait, no, Barnes & Noble's closed.
Tyler, let's go spelunking in Crossroads tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Come on, dude. Not.
You're gonna get
We're going to get shot or stabbed or worse.
Shot and stabbed. Or shot with knives.
That'd be shitty. Knife gun.
Maybe we can go to Family Fun Center too while we're in the area.
That's
no,
gone.
That moved.
108th and L.
108th and L.
Right,
Family Fun Center XL.
Yeah.
It's,
XL, bra.
It's a bigger dump.
Ah, that's good.
It's Have you been there?
Yeah. It's
the new one?
It's really not that much better.
It's
bigger.
It's in a nicer area.
And in a nicer area, but it's not that much better.
If, you have, if you have a decent computer, it's better than Family Fun Center.
Yeah.
If you have a PlayStation 2, it's a little bit funner than Family Fun Center. A little more fun.
You got mini golf. Mini golf's kind of fun.
Yeah. You get that on your PlayStation 2.
But yeah, we got a putt-putt, like a 90th and Blondo or something.
It's actually a good putt-putt, too.
Yeah, it's a good
putt-putt. Boulder Creek out in Old Millard is pretty good.
Boulder Creek. Fuck Boulder Creek.
What?
I've had have a lot of run-ins with a guy that owns the place when I worked at the UPS store.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of things like, hey, could you print 5,000 of these flyers by close tonight? And then he shows up 3 days later to pick them up.
What a douchebag.
I know.
What a douchebag.
5,000 flyers?
Yeah.
What, does he need to put one like on every square foot?
Yeah, pretty much. And then he has this like his number two guy is such a bro. It's so annoying. Yeah. Sup, man? What do you want, dude? Just... What's your order?
He slides you a picture of his dick just photocopied. I'm going to need about 5,000 copies of these.
Yeah, I'm going to need a few of these. Like, what do you see? You can keep a copy for yourself.
He never comes back, so when you finally call him, he's like, yeah, I just wanted you to have 5,000 copies of my dick. Is it easy to make copies? You just hit a couple buttons and it's like...
Oh, yeah, especially when you really learn how to use the thing. Like, when people want them stapled or, like, collated and stuff like that, you can just... Let it do its thing.
Nice.
The only thing I ever had problems with was the bypass tray. Sometimes it doesn't want to print.
Dick.
You know? Do you know what a bypass tray is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
good. I don't have to explain it to the audience because it's not riveting.
Yeah. All right. Well, we went from Justin Bieber to that. All right.
Yeah. JB was here. Bunch of preteen girls. Flocked them all.
There was, you know, I heard that was actually just a rumor, and he never actually went to Westroads.
I guess he was actually at Oakview.
He said something to the effect of back home, like back home or something.
Back
or
to the Omaha. I don't fucking know.
Like back stateside or something. I think he was like, I don't know. I'm just kind of speaking out of my ass. But then he said something like back at Omaha Mall or something like that.
There was a...
Which, by the way, he wrote that song about Westroads. So if he's at Oakview, he doesn't know what fucking mall he's talking about anymore.
That man, that fucking Justin Bieber's not even.
Wait,
a
he
man.
Wrote a song about.
I thought Strokes? I thought it would be really Hold funny if we got just I don't know one of your chick friends on here and be like, oh, we got a phone call with Justin Bieber.
Oh my god! Is Justin Bieber like from Omaha?
No,
he's
from
he
Canada.
Just,
oh, that's right, he is from Canada. He has a song called Omaha Mall.
He just got some infatuation with Westroads. I mean, Westroads is pretty sweet.
It's
I'm gonna
a pretty
be
nice mall.
It's really nice, but.
Yeah, he wrote a little rap about it, and you can find it on YouTube.
I don't know if it sounds
like a little twat.
I don't know if it's worth...
Sounds in all of his songs.
I don't know if it's worth making a song about. I mean, it's Westroads.
Well, apparently, that one band did that sounds exactly like Vampire Weekend, but isn't Vampire Weekend?
311?
No, the one with the little...
311's from Omaha.
The pumped up kicks and the running...
Oh!
Foster the People?
Yeah,
yeah, that's supposed to be about the Von Marr shooting. So that's kind of like about Westroads.
Oh, well, that's not a good thing about Westroads.
No, but it's about Westroads.
There's two songs about Westroads!
Sick Puppy should have done a song about Westroads because they came here and did the free hugs.
Oh, yeah.
After that shooting. They could have made a song about free hugs in Omaha.
You know what concert I was at the night that that happened?
What?
Avril Lavigne.
Andy.
Why on earth were you at an Avril
Lavigne? Fourth row, me and my buddy
I thought you were about
there.
To say fourth time.
No.
Wait. You and your buddy?
Yeah.
You didn't go with your girlfriend at the time?
Nope.
Andy.
It would have been Diane at the time.
And yeah, but
she was like, I'm not having any of that. I'm like, but Avril's really hot. And so I sent out like
go
a
to
mask.
Google,
yeah, Google
Andy.
Image search.
Hey. I got fourth row seats. I don't
know. All right, that's fine. Avril Lavigne.
There were
I'm sure you had
there
fun.
Were quite a bit of chimos there, dude. Child molesters.
Oh God.
Like they just
I've never
there
heard
was
the term
this
chimo before.
There was this guy like two seats away from us, and I'm pretty sure it was his daughter that he brought, but holy shit. He had like the round glasses, the little like pencil mustache and like short white hair. And just the whole time we're like, he's gonna take more than that girl home tonight. He's gonna take like five home.
Everyone hold hands. Daisy chaining a bunch of girls
together.
How old
was Avril Lavigne at the time of this concert?
It was when that girlfriend like, song came out.
I don't know.
2007?
Hey, you, I don't like a girlfriend.
Oh, okay, yeah, I do remember that song.
2007, 2008?
She's got to be older. She's older than us. She's older than you, Andy, isn't she?
Yeah, she's older than
so
us.
She's way older than us. I think she's like almost in her 30s.
Oh, that's not... I mean, that's not way
older. Though, after she got married
it definitely is older.
Chad Kroeger from Nickelback, I was like, nope, you lost your shit, Avril.
You lost your shit. Speaking of someone that lost their shit, fucking Amanda Bynes.
Oh my god.
I've kind of ignored it on the podcast because it's kind of like one of those gossipy things you see on E! Or something. But holy shit,
dude,
she went off the deep end.
That is a fun train wreck to watch. Have you seen the Drake tweet?
Where she wants Drake like in her vagina or something.
I want Drake to murder my vagina.
Murder my vagina.
Yeah. And then she goes on to talk about how Drake is ugly. She has like a beef with Drake.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense. And then like she had something with Rihanna and like was posting obviously Photoshop pictures of her and Rihanna together.
And she's just trying
she's
to soak up as much as she can with the limelight.
Yeah,
I guess she keeps talking about how she's like, I have no problem that I'm not acting anymore. I'm done with it.
Yeah, she wants to do rap now.
But she's like trying to milk that.
But yes, dude, it was like, hey, Amanda Bynes does some tweets every now and then. It just took off.
It did.
It's like when J.K. Rowling finished Harry Potter. She's like, oh, I'm done writing books. It's just, oh yeah, Dumbledore's gay.
Where's your god now?
Give me attention. You loved me.
Classic.
So podcast.
Yeah.
This is the podcast.
Yeah, that's our opening segment, Tyler. We just riff-raff.
Yeah. Steam summer sale coming up next Friday. We'll talk about it on Sunday, what everyone's bought.
Yeah. I don't have any money anymore. I took out a mortgage on my house. I don't even own one.
I sold a car. I sold my car for Steve, buddy.
Oops.
You're fine.
I remember I actually knew somebody that got a mortgage to buy a car.
You think anyone
have a house?
You think anyone sucked dick for games?
Someone on 4chan, I bet, has. I don't
Steam
doubt.
Giveaway thread.
Steam giveaway thread.
Slash hookup thread.
Yeah.
You gotta live here and here exactly, and I'll give you Deus Ex.
Deus Ex.
The original. Yeah. Human Revolution on Steam.
Well, I knew the new one was. Yeah. I didn't know if the original.
Yeah,
one.
They sell them in packs every once in a while.
Yeah.
Nice.
I know they added System Shock to Steam, and that's cool.
If we're gonna talk about games, you guys want to go into gaming news?
No.
Sure.
Tyler, please.
Let the games begin!
Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race? Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming news.
Oh. With a stick.
What's up?
I finished The Last of Us. They should have just called it The Last Feeling You'll Ever Feel.
The Last Feel.
You'll Ever Feel.
Speaking of feels, I got the 400 Days expansion for
it.
It's good.
Is it?
I kept feeling like it was short, but the thing is it's five separate stories, and each story is short, but I played for like an hour and a half. That's about how long I'd play a chapter.
That's about how, yeah, a chapter.
So.
That's not bad.
I uploaded it to YouTube.
Nice. I can't decide whether I want to buy it on the PlayStation Network or Steam.
Does it
take your choices from the first season into account?
No, but what it does is it's supposed to set up for the second season.
All right.
So the choices you make in this are supposed to set up things that happen in the second season.
Well, then, you know what? I'm totally okay with that. I'll buy it on PlayStation then.
You should buy it on Steam.
Why?
So remember we were going to stream, or not stream, but record our playthroughs without talking to each other about it? So we could each have a separate playthrough?
God damn it.
It's...
No, that's fine. I'll buy it on Steam. My dad will buy it on PlayStation, then I'll get it that way.
I mean, it's like $4.99.
It's pretty cheap. I thought we were talking about Season 2.
Well, yes, but both of those. Because, like, you have to do that one. That one sets up Season 2.
Yeah.
So if you got that one on Steam, then you would be able to set up Season 2 on Steam.
All right. I'll just get it on Steam. That's easy.
But, yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's fun.
All right.
Not a lot of feels, to be honest, but, you know.
It's setting shit up, dude.
Well, a puppy dies.
Oh, that's pretty sad.
Well, actually, the puppy doesn't die. You find it dead.
It's not really the same.
No. Kind of. You can see its eyes.
Its dead eyes.
So, you have Gravex.
So, Xbox operating officer Don Matrick has moved to Zynga as the CEO.
Yeah, because that was a smart move.
Yeah, moving to Zynga. He probably just wants to get away from Xbox.
Yeah.
What's Zynga again?
Zynga. Facebook.
Yeah, the Facebook they make those shitty games.
Okay, like, the one that has like a dog as their emblem.
Yeah.
I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm. I see it all the time because my family's like, come play Cityville, Slotsville.
Yeah.
Farm City.
If they made one called Slotsville, I'd play it.
Guess who's the new go-to guy for Xbox now to Phil's place?
Isn't it that Phil guy?
No.
Oh, Steve Ballmer?
It's Steve Ballmer.
Yeah!
Developers, developers, developers,
sweat
developers.
Sweat everywhere, pitting
developers,
out.
Developers, developers.
We used to have that on the soundboard, I think.
I used to, but I never played it, and now I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, that's fine.
I have the clip somewhere, though. If I could just keep talking and stalling like I am right now, I'm sure I could find it.
He's no Reggie, though.
He's,
no.
I like Reggie better.
And he's no that Kaz guy that PlayStation has. I don't even know. He's some Asian.
Reggie's the best because he's, like, really awkward and, like, isn't funny at all.
My body is ready.
I love the picture. Every time I see it, I laugh. The DS that is like, it prints money! I just laugh every time I see that.
I street passed Reggie on Animal Crossing the other day.
Did you?
Did you? Yeah. If you connect to the internet, you can street pass with him. He meets you and he has his me face as his Animal Crossing face, and his phrase is "My body is ready."
I love that his face is over the Hulk from the Avengers. He's like, "That's my secret. My body is always ready."
I've seen one where they just made Bruce Banner's eyes really red, and they're like, "How do you conceal your highness from people all over the place?" And he's like, "That's the problem. I'm always high."
Also, Xbox One will not be launching with a headset.
Oh boy, we have to buy one. That we
you know
can't
what will though?
Old one.
PlayStation. Yeah.
And they are actually looking for an adapter to use your old one.
Oh, they sound like Apple now.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to use your old cord?
The controller's the exactly fucking same. Like, how can you not plug that in on the bottom like you do now? But
yeah,
they have to make
it. PlayStation was supposed to be.
No, we're talking about Xbox.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about
say.
Xbox.
Sorry, I just mentioned that PlayStation comes with a headset.
But yeah, Xbox.
And you can use your old. Mm-hmm. You know, if you spot like a $200 Turtle Beach one, you can still use it instead of having to buy a new one.
Yeah.
I think,
for adapters.
I think now with the addition that the headphone jack is in the controller, I think I'm probably actually going to maybe go get a nice pair of headphones when I get my PS4. Because I just. Bluetooth fucking headset on the PS3 was not good.
I wonder if
good.
I could plug in my old Xbox One.
That'd be fucking hilarious if
I mean,
it worked.
It's just kind of just an input, right?
I think it's just universal. I think like Xbox is the only one that does proprietary. Yeah.
Sony's pretty cool about open source shit.
Because, I mean, they use micro USB for their controllers.
The OS is a Linux.
Yeah.
It's an open source Linux. So
Sony's never really had proprietary things, though. I mean, even the PSP had the Memory Stick Duo that wasn't proprietary.
And then I guess Vita uses that stupid fucking stick. Those Vita sticks. Yeah,
but I don't think it's proprietary. I think it can be used with like some cameras.
Oh.
Well, that's interesting. I know the Xbox uses like a mini headphone jack.
I thought it uses the 2.5 because regular headphone jack is 3.5 millimeters.
Yeah, it. I think it does. Yeah, it does use the 2.5.
All right. I wonder what the PS4 is
pretty fucking
uses.
Small. Like nothing uses that.
That is very true. That's probably why
my
they
really
used
old
it.
Phone used it.
Yeah, my very first Sprint phone had one.
They should go with just the hardcore quarter inch.
Yeah,
ones.
That's what I have for my computer.
Regarding CERN. Yeah, that's what I have for mine.
It's like an
too.
Amp. Almost. Yeah. Because my headphone amp only takes quarter inch, so I have to plug. I have an adapter for my headphones. I plug it in.
Yeah, I have a quarter inch adapter somewhere. Came with my headphones.
I had two, but I lost one at SGC.
You lost a lot of things at SGC. You lost that, your Spoonie picture, your laser pointer, your mind.
Yeah, I wish I had my Spoonie picture. At least I still have my Ten Commandments dice signed by Spoonie.
Yes. EA may develop an offline mode for SimCity.
Oh! May develop an offline mode. When are they going to add bigger cities? That's my question.
Well, other things they may be adding in their next expansion pack is terraforming, farming.
Oh, thank God.
You could farm. City evolution, which allows you to see your city evolve over a 200-year span. Subway systems. The option to run your city completely on green energy. Stop masturbating.
That'd be cool. The green
energy. Super skyscrapers. Compatibility with The Sims.
What?
The introduction of a superhero and villain. Come on, that's pretty cool. Come on. Come on, dude.
They had that in the original. You could get the Maxis Man. And
so what? That's still cool. It's still cool to see.
All right, it's the PS4 uses a 3.5.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure the Xbox uses the 2.5. Yeah. Well,
where's larger cities?
I actually have I have a 2.5 to 3.5 adapter. I wonder if I could just plug that thing in. It'd be a pain in the ass though. There's like this thing sticking out of it. The introduction, or just said that one. The option to build a military complex, the option to become a mob boss, and a ton of other productive and completely crazy things.
I didn't hear any larger cities.
You know what? I was going to be like, our Microsoft headsets would work, but those are two separate plugs.
Mm.
Yeah, and you can't use Microsoft's pretty bad. You can't use the PC Xbox controllers with an Xbox 360, and you can't use an Xbox 360.
It's just like
with a PC.
It's just a standard. Like we went to Best Buy and bought some Microsoft headsets, not the Xbox headsets.
Well, I still understand.
Yeah, those are two plugs.
Yeah.
What is the reasoning behind that, though?
The two plugs?
No, the PC Xbox 360 controller is not compatible with an Xbox 360.
Oh,
Xbox
that's fucking
PC.
Stupid.
Xbox 360 is compatible
with
PC.
Yeah, my wired one. That's what I play on my PC.
Oh, is the wired
one? Yeah, the wired one. The wireless ones, yeah, you
they,
have to
they
get
don't.
The...
Yeah.
Yeah, but the wired... Yeah, because I kept my 360 wired.
Yeah, that's what I use to play a lot of games on Steam, is my 360 wired controller.
Works just fine.
I use a PS3 with the DS3 tools or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I don't want to go through that much work.
PlayStation Plus members get to profit from a free copy of Battlefield 3 this month.
I bought it. I own it on PS3. Like, I actually went out and paid $60, and then I bought it on
Did
Origin.
You do it in all cash?
No. I use credit now for everything.
Origin.
I could have got
Battlefield
3 is my Origin free game.
Origin's gross.
That's, like, that is why I held out so long on buying it, because I didn't want to use Origin. And then finally I was like, God damn it, I want to play this game.
Some other deeply discounted games this month: Call of Duty Black Ops 2, The Amazing Spider-Man, Batman Arkham Asylum, Lord of the Rings, Aragorn's Quest, Mortal Kombat PS Vita, Mortal Kombat, Prince of Persia, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, Shadow of the Colossus, and Ratchet and Clank Collection.
I own a huge... How much was the Ratchet and Clank?
$750.
Oh, $750.
I'm gonna go home and buy that, actually.
Normally $30. Sale price is $15. PS Plus price, $750.
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm buying that.
Shadow of the Colossus is $5.
I own that.
That's pretty good.
PS2.
Is it the HD remake?
Yeah.
Okay.
The ones they offer on the stores are the HD remakes.
Scott Pilgrim vs. the World's $2.
I already bought that. I bought that when it was 10, though.
Well, I'd say HD remake, but it's just they bump up the texture resolution and make it widescreen.
Yeah.
Sony is going to refund the difference for overpriced Deadpool digital purchases. See, Deadpool on the digital market was supposed to be $49.99, yeah. but it released as $59.99. So they're going to refund that $10.
Dude, that's so cool.
On Steam, it's $39.99.
Probably, I've noticed that PC releases are always usually $10 cheaper than consoles. I don't know why, but I've seen that trend mostly. I remember Portal.
Digital distribution, less greed.
Portal 2 was $59.99, and then I bought it. Actually, I received it as a gift, but it's $59.99 for PS3 and Xbox, but $49 for computer.
Part of it's to also curb pirating.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Because I thought about buying the Deadpool game when I saw it at $39.99. I was like, shit.
Wait for the summer sale.
Yeah. Even if it doesn't go on sale for the summer sale, I still might get that Deadpool game. It looks cool.
Borderlands 2 came out like in winter, and it was in the winter summer sale. Or the not the winter. The winter summer
the winter summer
the winter
sale.
Steam sale. It was on sale. I remember that.
But, I'm not saying that I don't think it will be, but if it's not, I still might get it.
I've yet to play. I downloaded the Tiny Tina DLC. I've been playing
it's
Last
fun.
Of
I haven't
Us.
Played it in a long time, but it's
nice.
Fun.
Keep in. Lean into your mic, right, Tyler.
What do we got next?
Whoops.
Just a question. Are video games too easy now?
Yes.
Yeah, I will say the most challenging one I've played in the past, like, generation was probably God of War 3.
God of War 3. The thing is, a lot of people want to compare them with the NES hard games, but when I look at it, and I agree that their games are kind of easy now, but a lot of the NES hard games were unrealistic, like Battletoads.
Yeah.
That's just not okay.
Well, it's coupled with trying to get more gameplay time and
Well, I know
glitches.
Why they do it. Yeah. I know why they made them that hard. But Battletoads, something like that, is just unrealistically
I've
hard.
I've never been to the third stage of Battletoads.
Like, Mega Man is hard, but it's, like, not... It's not
you
unrealistically
can beat it.
Hard.
You can beat it.
Well, I mean, it's like, Ninja Gaiden's not hard. It's just really glitchy, and that makes it harder than it actually is.
Same with, like, Fester's Quest. Really hard game, but that's just because it's fucking glitchy.
I've played some hard games, I mean, in my lifetime.
But, I mean, even, like, especially the newer Halo games, like Halo 4 and Halo Reach... Legendary is not hard.
Yeah.
Not hard at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, they've been
Dude,
making...
Even Halo 3 wasn't that hard.
BioShock Infinite.
Halo 3, the thing with Halo 3 was it was difficult, but they got rid of the thing where if one of you dies, you both go back. Halo 1 and Halo 2 on Legendary, if one of you died, you both had to go back to the checkpoint.
And that's actually one of the big problems I have with Borderlands 2 is it's way too easy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's fun, but it's like there's no like risk. It's just
especially
like I'll just go crazy, and if I die, my teammate's still alive. They can revive me. It's whatever.
Especially if you play with people, it's really easy.
And yeah, and like Gears of War, the insane mode, not that hard really, just more difficult a little bit. But like
I remember Tom and I beat insane mode in like 2 days.
I mean, all you got to do is slow down. You just can't run out there, and that's not that difficult really. The only thing I thought was actually hard was Gears of War 2 when you had to fight Scourge. He was a bitch.
I really hated those fucking the where you're riding and you have to shoot the things in the air.
Oh yeah.
That pissed me off.
Yeah.
That was some rage quits there.
So that was just a question I wanted to float out to you guys.
I'd say there are some hard games.
Yeah.
But I'd say that the majority of games these days are a lot easier.
It seems like hard games are a novelty.
Yeah, like Dark Souls
or like Super Meat Boy.
Yeah, Super Meat Boy.
Yeah.
That
it's
game.
Like, you can sell it on the fact that it's hard rather than that being kind of the way it is.
Hey, have you played any Rush Bros?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I like it. It's a good game.
Yeah, I should play more. I didn't play as much as I wanted to.
I played about like 2 hours worth of nothing.
Yeah. I played about 20 minutes.
I haven't played a game on Steam since May 30th.
May 30th? Jeez. Well, we're going to be playing Civ this week.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be playing a lot of Civ this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it comes out, doesn't it?
It does. It comes out tomorrow.
Oh, Jesus. Does it preload or does it just, you gotta like, it comes out and you gotta download it?
Yeah, download it.
God damn it. I love when Steam lets you preload shit.
Alright, guys, let's go into technology news.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money!
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
So, guys, the largest structure ever built has been opened in China.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It's 1.7 million square meters.
Holy crap.
It's 18 stories tall, glass and steel frame structure. It sits above a new subway station.
That is beautiful.
What you will find inside is a 14-screen IMAX theater, shops, restaurants, offices, hotels, a Mediterranean village reconstruction, and finally, a massive artificial beach that boasts realistic sunsets and sea breezes.
And water slides.
Well, of course.
It had some really sweet water slides in my picture.
Of course it has water slides. But yeah, pretty goddamn huge.
It looks really cool, too, how it's like all glass and stuff.
Yeah, it beat the last building by 500,000 square meters.
Oh, my God. They didn't just try to beat it. They
square feet.
They didn't try to beat that. They just fucked that in the ass.
So, that kind of sucks that they're using two units of measurement. It's 1.7 million square meters, beat out the last one by 500,000 square feet.
Yeah, because they just, like...
Make it universal. Come on. Come on, Gizmodo. God damn it.
No, I mean, feet to meters is one of the easiest. It's like roughly 3 feet. Like,
well, yeah, it's almost
a
yard. Yeah, or a little over a yard. But still, it doesn't matter. Keep your stuff consistent. 10 years ago, today, actually, Opportunity Mars rover began a 90-day mission that never ended.
Yeah.
Thing's still going, guys.
That's so awesome that they built something 10 years ago and it's on Mars and it still works.
Yeah, they expected it to work for 90 days. 3,449 days later.
It still works.
It's driven nearly 23 miles around the surface of another world. Its discoveries include the first meteorite found outside of Earth, a temperature profile of the Martian atmosphere, a tiny iron-rich sphere known as blueberries, a hint at which the time Mars had water. In fact, Opportunity's most important discovery may have come just last month, a rock that proves Martian water was once drinkable.
Yep, I remember reading about that.
That's pretty freaking
What's
cool.
What's the new one they just sent up?
Curiosity. Is that it? Curiosity rover?
Yeah, I think you're right. Oh, those are some pretty cool water slides.
Yeah,
it's Curiosity.
All right.
Let's go to China.
Yeah, let's go to China.
Let's go to this artificial beach.
Yeah, I'm not really in the mood to go to China.
No, on our way back, we'll just stop in Dubai and go to the indoor skiing resort, which isn't that cool, by the way, actually.
What's kind of cool is Opportunity, like, just, it got stuck in the sand for, like, I think it said 2 months. Got stuck in a sand dune for 2 months. And, like, when you're on the ground, you know, like, apparently they just wiggled it out centimeter by centimeter to get it out. But, like, if you're on the ground, you got to be thinking, well, fuck. It's not like you can just go and pick it up and put it back.
Just put it somewhere else.
Yeah, that thing's on its own, man.
Hey, man. Solo.
Yeah, man.
Call a tow truck.
Yeah.
Go to the Martian tow trucks.
Bring in the other rover to tow it out. The other rover's, like, the size of an SUV. It probably could tow it out.
Yeah, that thing's huge.
You just have to, like, you know.
Somehow
put a trailer hitch on it or something.
Just like run into it, nudge it.
Yeah, just nudging it. Yeah, breaks it. They mold into one rover.
One super rover.
The RIAA just got insanely fast at censoring links from Google.
Right,
oh, are you? Yeah. Nice. So, Andy, why don't you do the story?
No, I'm alright. I'm still reading it.
Oh, no, I'm alright.
I've never done stories. Don't put me on the spot.
Andy, you can read. It should come as no surprise that the RIAA of all organizations is particularly fast with DMCA takedown requests. The RIAA just had its 25th millionth link removed from Google search results. And it's not slowing down. It just passed the 20 million milestone last May. So since last May, in the, I guess, 14 months, it has removed 5 million links.
That's a shitload of links, dude.
I guarantee, like, most of them are Mediafire, because you cannot find anything on Mediafire anymore.
And probably...
Is that what I use for the podcast? Yeah, that's what I use for the podcast, Mediafire, for a direct download.
Everything gets taken down.
Luckily, I own the rights to this thing.
Yeah.
I've even, like, tried to, like, dodge it. Like, I'll name, like, files, like, JapaneseKittens.com.
Rawr. When I've uploaded like TV shows and stuff to YouTube, yeah, I'll name them some weird name. Like I uploaded the Diamond Dallas Page shoot, and like he does yoga, so I just called it Shooting Yoga with Diamond Man.
I use super abbreviations.
Super abbreviations.
Just like abbreviate.
It's
like,
just
really
the letter
long.
S.
Yeah, that's all you get.
Guys, where do you think the middle of nowhere is, technically?
Utah.
I was going to say Idaho.
Andy's got it. Nice. The middle of nowhere when you compare highways, like how you can get to and from these places.
Yeah. Oh.
So the hardest places to go to, apparently, Idaho, followed by, looks like a little piece of Arizona, followed by Utah, Montana, Nevada. And guess what? Most of the Midwest? Somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of freight lines. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Yeah. Nebraska's got a really good interstate
system. You can get to and from pretty quickly. Now, by air, to get to and from places, Idaho is actually not that bad. Really? It's weird.
What's the worst flying?
Looks like Wyoming, followed by Nevada and then Utah.
Dude, why would you go to Wyoming?
Maine is pretty bad with roads, too.
Well, that's because they're like...
Maine has like the northernmost part where it's just like... Just like
it's a state. It should have roads.
But I mean, no one lives in like the northern part of Maine.
I know. That's the same with Idaho. That's why I'm just sharing information that Maine is included.
Nobody wants to go to Idaho.
No one wanted to listen to your information.
By air, Nebraska is pretty good still. Only that...
We got a lot of crop dusters.
Well, that's... It's by airports. So just because you have a lot of crop dusters, it
means
you have
a lot of... It could be used as emergency airfields.
A lot of airports.
I wonder if it counts airports or airfields, though. It
probably counts airports, because there's probably a lot of airfields in Wyoming.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we don't have a lot of airports in Nebraska, though.
But the thing is, they're big enough to be accessible by a large part of the state.
Yeah.
I mean, in this city, we have two, three.
We have Epley, we have...
Millard and Offutt.
Yeah, Offutt and Millard, yeah. Millard's not very big, though.
No,
Millard's
but
more private than it is.
It's accessible. It's not an airfield.
You can get, like,
it's
an
airport
on there, and that's
about
it.
Yeah, if they needed to land shit on it, they probably could.
Couldn't, like, land a 747 on it, though.
You want to bet?
Just take out, like, the runs of nearby.
Landed. Score.
Got it.
Hey, guess what your next smartphone will be able to do?
Watch me poop.
Make me pancakes.
No and no. Oh. Disinfect itself.
Oh, really? All right.
Yep.
UV, I'm guessing?
No. Antimicrobial coating used on new Gorilla Glass.
Ooh.
It can kill virtually any nasty microbes on the screen surface over the course of 2 hours. Now, it's not instantaneous, but it's way better than having a pocket Petri dish.
That's not bad. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
I bet the new iPhone will use that, and that's what I'm going to get.
They'll release like a supplement iPhone again.
Gonna stick with
the iPhone. It's
the iPhone
5S2.
It will be the 5S. There's no fucking doubt about it.
I get a new phone tomorrow.
Ooh, what'd you get?
Droid DNA.
Nice. Those are
yeah,
good.
It's a really nice phone.
Nice.
I wanted to go for the Galaxy, the new Galaxy.
Yeah.
But man, fucking just upgrading your phone. I ordered it and you have to go, you know, through different pages, like confirmation. Yeah. Every page they're adding like $30 onto it.
What?
Upgrade fee, taxes, shipping fee. I'm just like, holy shit. You know, I was looking to spend about $100 out of pocket. Now I'm looking at spending like $200 out of pocket. Because I had an upgrade and a gift card.
Oh.
So I was like, man, fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy that.
Yeah, that's stupid, dude.
Yeah, they have like Verizon has that $30 upgrade fee, which is fucking dumb.
Why would they say you have an upgrade if they're going to charge you an upgrade?
Yeah,
fee?
It's an upgrade fee.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, you get your phone $100 cheaper. Well, actually $70 cheaper because we're going to charge you $30 just to do it.
Dude, phone companies are the fucking devil.
I know. God,
they
phone companies
suck. They're
the fucking
devil.
Nah, I'd say internet companies, like cable companies are worse.
They're both the devil.
Yeah, they're both. AT&T owns like...
But they're slightly more evil. Like,
it doesn't matter, Tyler.
Yeah,
they're both the devil.
Verizon is both. Verizon's fucking devil.
Fucking cable companies.
Cable's like
phone,
on the seventh layer of hell. And then like
banks.
Cable companies are on the six and a half.
Banks are pretty fucking evil.
Yeah.
Fuck the man, it's evil.
Corporations, Walmart. That's pretty evil.
Target's evil.
Target's less evil than Walmart. I'd rather shop at Target than Walmart.
Tyler has an evil scale. You should see it sometime.
Yeah,
he's worked on it.
It's actually in my room. It's like this big huge, it takes up almost the entire wall.
Huh.
You want to know the most evil thing on the scale? Bears.
Yep. Bears?
Yep.
They're right there at the top.
Why?
And then right below them, polar bears. And then right below those, panda bears. I don't trust them. Koalas there, too. They got bear in the name.
Dude, just give the koala some eucalyptus. That dude will trip balls.
Have you seen what a koala bear looks like when it's wet?
Yes. It looks like a demon.
Yeah.
I've actually heard they're really nasty from someone in Australia. Like, they actually... They bite and, like, scratch.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, they look cute, but fuck touching.
Yeah, they look like assholes. All right, guys, that will do it for technology news. Let's go into news.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
Well, they have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
Okay, so they're pretty fucking insane in Brazil.
Oh, is this about the ref?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of Sao Paulo, police say enraged spectators invaded a football field, stoned the referee to death, and quartered his body.
Now, what do they mean? Do they mean, like, literally quartered, like...
No, that would mean
tie ropes on.
Okay, that's what I thought. I didn't know if they meant, like, quartered as in, like, cut it.
No, that's what quartering is.
Which then you end up in five pieces. A torso, head, two arms, two legs.
They really went above and beyond to quarter this
dude. Unless you take the head off, too, then that's six pieces.
At least they had the decency to kill him before they quartered him.
I guess, but dude.
Now, they did this after the referee stabbed a player to death.
Like, I'd understandably be mad, but do you think someone's, like, has the fucking rope? They're like, ah!
Yeah,
they come
who
game
is ready
with
fucking
that? Rope.
Yeah.
And what did they use? Do they use cars to quarter him?
They must have, or they did, like, tug of war. I mean, there was a whole stadium full of people there. You could have tug of war'd that shit.
I mean, they're Brazilians. They're not really human.
What happened was the referee expelled a player, and the two got into a fist fight. So the referee took out a knife and stabbed him, and he died on the way to the hospital.
Huh. So they rushed the field.
What do you even do in that situation? You can't really, like, charge the entire stadium.
And the thing is, that was actually last weekend. So, like...
Oh, really?
They must have... I guess they planned it.
I bet that had to be planned then. It was last weekend. I thought it was, like, he killed him, and then they rushed the field.
But first of all, how's that guy not in jail? Or at least...
It's
being
Brazil.
Questioned.
Yeah, how is he reffing another game?
It's not like, it's not fucking like
Brazil.
It's not like I'm trying to think of a country I could throw under the bus. It's not Syria. You know?
Dude, this is the same country that's holding the Olympics next year.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
They're mostly civilized in Brazil, though.
Yeah, that's
I mean, child prostitution is an all-time low in Brazil right now.
But that's what I'm saying is, like, I know it's not a Western European or like the U.S.
It's not
so,
first
or
world,
Canada.
To say the least.
But
yeah.
It's close. They're very developing, you know. It's just, that's pretty vicious. Like, someone literally thought, okay, everybody, we're going to stone him to death, and then we're going to quarter his body.
There was planning.
Yeah, there was a lot of planning.
I blame the Europeans. They invented the torture method. They got inspired by it. Maybe they watched too many medieval movies.
They watched Maine with the Iron Mask, and they were like, oh, hey,
this looks like a good idea.
Yeah.
Let's show that ref who's boss.
Yeah. He won't be laughing now.
Yellow card this, bitch.
All right, guys. Jody Rose, a 600-year-old woman.
Ah, that'd be sweet.
No, Jody Rose, an Australian artist, marries the love of her life, a 600-year-old French bridge.
So sweet.
Where?
She married a bridge.
France?
France.
Oh, I'd hope it's in France. She married a French bridge.
In southern France.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Married the bridge. I saw this documentary, by the way. A pretty weird documentary about these guys in love with their cars.
Oh, yeah.
Like, literally in love with their cars.
Have sex.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, in a tailpipe?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were like, the tailpipe is the anus of the car.
But, like...
That's
like
how you have anal sex with a car.
Metal.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do they, like, coat it with, like a...
I don't know.
Like a fleshlight or something?
Yeah, they just touched on the subject.
It was a documentary, like, following two guys, and they were, like, on a road trip two-way car show. And one guy was especially creepy. Like, he goes up to cars, and he, like, reaches under them. Like, he's grabbing their nuts or something.
Like, raping cars.
He did to the other guy's car. The other guy's car, the camera guy woke up in the middle of the night and looked out in the parking lot and got the camera ready, and he was jacking off on the other guy's car.
Go to the police?
Yeah.
He was raping my car.
And so, like, eventually he told him, and the guy's just like, did you jizz on the car? It's so weird. And this guy, I kind of am pissed at the cameraman for this, but clearly showed this guy's boner at the at the car show. He was walking around with it, like, putting his head on the cars and, like, reaching under them and stuff. And they were, like, showing people walking by going, look at that shit. What's that guy doing?
I mean, I've heard of like people saying cars are sexy, but that's taking things to a whole
The other guy loves his car, but he's not as rapey with him.
Yeah. He's just, he loves it. He loves it. Yeah. Do you think if she were to divorce the bridge and went into settlement, France would have to pay her?
No, because I don't think it's a legally binding marriage. You can't legally marry a bridge. You can't legally marry a bridge.
You don't know that.
A bridge is not a consenting adult.
Dude, we federally allowed gay marriage, man. Next, goats.
Yeah, what's next?
Yeah. Goats,
what's next?
Bridges, marry bridges. That lamb.
Fucking attorney general in this state equated gay marriage to marrying your chair. You guy's a douche. You guy's a fucking douche.
No, I just don't understand, like, why are Republicans all like, oh, what's next, marrying our goats? Like, what's, we gonna marry our sisters?
Really?
Can we do that?
Really? Yeah, can we, come on, can we do that?
Can we marry my goat?
Can we do that? Marry my goat. No, you can't marry a goat because a goat is not a consenting adult. Just like a child. Can't marry a child because it's not an adult and can't give consent. But technically, I guess.
What if you're
parents,
like playing house, though?
What if you're playing house?
Oh my god.
We've been playing house for 17 years. Ever since little Timmy was 4.
Oh my god.
What if, like, Timmy and Sally, age 4, get married because they're playing house and they're pretending to be consenting adults? Can they have a playing house marriage legally binding while they're playing house?
Yeah, it's on
if
Play-Doh.
If you're the parent and you go to check them and they're just 4-year-olds just fooling around. Oh.
God, Andy.
I don't think 4-year-olds would just start doing that.
You guys playing doctor? Yeah, cool. Mom, with your lightsaber.
Okay, the creepy level of this podcast is critical.
This is getting really rapey.
All right. Oh, this isn't going to help. Brian Reed, a college baseball player injured in a hot dog eating contest, undergoes surgery.
Surgery?
Yep. 19-year-old Brian Reed, a pitcher for the amateur Seacoast Mavericks, got himself injured in a hot dog eating contest. The college sophomore not only finished last in a charity hot dog eating competition on Sunday, but he underwent surgery Tuesday to dislodge a piece of Frankfurter caught in his esophagus.
Do you know when he went back to that baseball team, the amount of just the amount of dick jokes?
It's like,
that
dude,
kid,
you're not even good at it.
This quote: "I started swallowing really prematurely," Reed told the New Hampshire publication.
I just couldn't handle that much meat.
Hey, Matt, remember Nathan's hot dog?
Yeah. I was at a bowling alley with Andy and a bunch of people, and we were just getting something to eat, and I really wanted Nathan's hot dog, but everyone was staring at me when I was taking the first bite.
They set it down and we just stopped.
Everyone
just
was at attention. Like, the second I took a bite, everyone's like, how's that wiener? I was like about ready to choke on it because I was laughing. By the way, the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, Joey Chestnut set a new record.
Oh, really?
He ate 69 wieners. I said something on either Twitter or Facebook. I was like, I think he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
He probably could have
like,
gone
for the 70th. He's like,
no,
I can do 69.
Yeah, we're gonna do 69 today. All right, there's a problem going on in Death Valley.
Tornadoes.
Is it hot?
It's hot, yeah. So it is. It's very hot. Now, in Death Valley Park, they've got a problem with people leaving a lot of things on the ground.
Condoms.
No.
Syringes.
No.
Dildos.
Eggs.
Eggs?
A lot of people are trying to cook eggs on the pavement in Death Valley.
You can.
You can, but people keep leaving eggs everywhere.
That's fucked
Look,
up.
It's cooking.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
They're having a problem with people cracking eggs and then leaving them.
I bet we could have cooked an egg today.
No, it has to be. I think like it has to be at least 115 degrees out to cook an egg or something.
Well, the
but asphalt if you leave
can
something,
be a lot
yeah,
hotter
yeah.
than
if you leave
there.
Something in the sun long enough, like but my
it,
black
it was,
car.
Well, I mean, no, I mean it has to be like 115 for the asphalt to get that hot.
Oh,
sure about
I think
that?
It is. Maybe it's. I know it's
because I mean
100.
You can cook an egg on pretty low heat too.
Yeah,
it just takes a while.
But at the same time, it was like 90 degrees today.
Oh, yeah.
It was
probably
humid.
Felt worse because, you know what? The AC stopped working at our Panera. Yeah.
That's fun, especially when you're working over the soup.
Yep. I almost contemplated turning the fireplace on, so it was so miserable, no customer would want to stay in there.
All right, guys. We are going to go to Florida. We're going to start off with a Florida teen who bit his grandma and punched his grandpa over missing wine.
This just goes to the aggravated assaults with, like,
typical Florida
with food and drink.
When 59-year-old Sue Wilson returned to her Deltona, Florida home Tuesday, she noticed two bottles of wine empty. She confronted her seemingly drunk 19-year-old grandson, Blake Hale. If there's one thing we know about a drunk 19-year-old in Florida, they usually do not act like shining examples of humanity.
And his name is Blake Hale.
Blake Hale.
That's a cheat. That's a B-movie action star name.
Hale became defensive about the accusation and began yelling and slinging obscenities at his grandma. Things turned physical when Wilson trying to walk out the front door. Hale then bit her on the shoulder. Hale's 70-year-old grandfather also got involved, and Hale punched him.
Dude, what the fuck are up with people, dude?
Hale got arrested on battery charges.
And being, like, underage drinking?
Well, yeah.
Nope. Nope. Battery outweighed.
I'm sure they'll tie that on.
Yeah, they'll probably throw that out and they'll just give him the battery.
Also, $1.1 million worth of vodka was stolen from a Miami warehouse.
Nice.
In a brazen crime that should have sent shivers down the spine of bottle-serving loving bros. $1.1 million worth of premium vodka was stolen from a warehouse in northwest Miami-Dade County.
Bro!
The booze heist went down June 22nd. A group of men showed up at the warehouse full of merchandise waiting to pass customers with a car, van, and truck. The thieves knew exactly what they were looking for and bore a hole into the wall right where the vodka was stored.
Nice.
That's like kind of like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Over the course of 5 hours, they loaded 752 cases of the stuff into the vehicles and took off.
Holy shit.
Now, this wasn't just any vodka. This was Spirits of the Czar's Golden Vodka, which retails for $300 a bottle.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
If you buy it in the club, $1,000.
Oh, my God. They got some good shit then.
Do they get caught or are they scot-free?
I think they're scot-free right now. They're offering a $5,000 reward for the $1.1 million worth of vodka. If anyone knows anything about the case, they can call 786-629-2022.
What a heist.
Or 3hitcombopodcast. I mean, you gotta,
yeah, if anyone knows who these people are, email us. 3hitcombopodcast.
You gotta give it to them. I mean, no police officer would think someone would be stupid enough to drill a hole in a wall and like tap
yeah.
the vodka.
Remember the maple syrup?
The maple syrup heist in yeah. Canada, like a severe, like
it was like a national emergency,
yeah. like a literal shortage of maple syrup because of it.
It was like the end
yeah,
of
it
Canada.
Wasn't good. Yeah,
they were worried.
All
things
right,
were happening.
Final story for What the Florida. Final story for news. Final story for the podcast. Florida may have accidentally outlawed the internet.
Really?
In March, an illegal gambling ring out of internet cafes ensnared 57 people on racketeering charges and led to the downfall of Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll. Florida's legislators quickly jumped into the mess, rushing to pass a bill to outlaw online gambling cafes. Only problem, in their haste to act, they may have accidentally outlawed the entire internet. That's the claim, at least, behind a new lawsuit filed in Miami-Dade County. They said, quote, they rushed to judgment and essentially criminalized everything, Miami attorney Justin Kaplan said. The problem, Kaplan argues, is that the law defines illegal slot machines as, quote, any system or network of devices.
Oh, so that's nice and broad.
Yeah.
That's not specific at all.
He said, that's so broad, they literally outlawed the internet and the cell phones and everything they used to make the bill. He wants it thrown out, of course.
No, they'll probably
outlaw
just
the internet. The old people don't even know how to use it in Florida.
Like seven.
If Florida didn't have the internet, I wouldn't have this blog to get all the Florida news from.
That's true.
We need the internet.
Yeah, what am I going to do? Read the newspaper? Bullshit. I refuse to buy that paper.
Nobody uses newspaper anymore.
The only time I ever used the newspaper is I got Metro when I was bored between classes.
Yeah.
Crossword puzzle.
Here's the newspaper.
Or USA Today. Oh, all
right. Got to read that.
I did like the free paper.
Free papers was kind of nice, to be honest.
It was good to just kill time with between classes.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook.com/3ACombopodcast, Twitter.com/3ACombopC. That is number 3PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3ACombopodcast@gmail.com. Search us on YouTube.com/3ACombopodcast, and find us on 76thStreetNetwork.com. So for Tyler and Andy, this is Matt signing out.